Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Mm. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long. My feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Don't shine shoes no more. Tommy Cutlass.
Tommy!
So what,
Tommy D.
So what nickname are we going with? I mean, we got to go through the top four here, right? It's Tommy Cutlass. Tommy, go get your fucking shine box. What else? What else do we like here?
What was the guy's name in Goodfellas? It's Tommy Two Guns, right? That was his, like...
His name was actually Tommy DeVito, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, but I think I think in real life they also got like Tommy Two Guns, so maybe we can incorporate like somehow
like
with football with it somehow.
Tommy Two Balls, nah. it's kind of it's like a porn star.
when he first came in, I was calling him like Sunday Sauce.
Sunday Sauce, I love that.
Yeah, because he's rolling out on Sundays.
I love that.
Yeah,
love it. That's a good one.
But it seems like Tommy Cutlass is sticking.
Joe Buck was running with that one. He must have said it like five times. They must have said he lives with his parents like five times. This poor guy.
And let's be real, like the Cutlass, that nickname can generate the most money, right? All the food places are going to take that, and catering halls. The stadium's going to incorporate it somehow. They're probably, you know, if he stays a quarterback for a few years, like. They're gonna open up like a restaurant in there called Tommy Cutlass.
Yeah, think of all the Italian delis in the New York metropolitan area that are now naming a sandwich the Tommy DeVito, right? I gotta think there's a ton. Everything about
what
it's
are
awesome.
The odds that this guy, like an undrafted kid from New Jersey, like who is like basically the stereotypical Jersey, everything about it. And then he lands on New Jersey's team. What are the odds of that happening? It's like you can't even make it up.
Yeah, Don Bosco prep. Shouts to Don Bosco. I broke my wrist there, CYO basketball, 8th grade.
Oh.
That was fun.
Glory days.
The glory days. Cedar Grove, you know, local kid. He's got, I mean, every stereotype, the family, now the agent. The agent who, I guess he's not from New Jersey or New York. He's actually from Salem, Mass. And he wrote, Portnoy was tweeting about this, that he wrote book about some Salem football, high school football team or something like that.
I missed all this. Wow. They get the info out there quick.
Yeah. He's like from Salem, Mass, this agent. But either way, I mean, the top hat and the you know, all he needed was a Tommy gun. It's comical. I mean, DeVito's sanity, right? The only thing I compare this to, if he keeps Lin winning, sanity. Especially, is like a Lin sanity type thing.
It is definitely giving me some Jeremy Lin vibes. He's kind of like, just like the way he picked up steam, the way he came out of nowhere, everything about it.
Yeah. So like, where? I mean, Adam, you're the Giant fan here. Juice, we would have got his opinion on this. I think it seems like he's all about it. But like, where are you? Because you were kind of out on the season, but now it's got some life to it.
I mean, they're 5-8 and they're like a game behind Green Bay, who's in the playoffs. I know there's a lot of teams in between there, but I mean, the way the NFL is now, how do you not get sucked back in?
Yeah.
They're already out of commission in terms of grabbing a top like three pick with their own pick. And it seems like they were kind of botching these picks over the years anyway. So how do you not get roped back in?
Yeah.
Right.
And they play well. They got the Eagles twice though, but I think they win one of those easily, right?
Well,
you think so? I don't see that.
One of them might not matter, right?
Well, here's the problem: does 8 and 9 get them in the NFC? Right?
I think they got to win them all.
They kind of have to win out.
They got to win Sunday, New Orleans. They got New Orleans. That's a.
I think that's a win.
That's a very winnable game.
Then the Rams. Rams are tough. Rams are kind of rolling too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe this is kind of a
play. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I mean, it's been a fun game stretch here. So
it was a completely dead year. It brought a lot of juice.
Yes. So yeah, like I enjoyed watching that game last night. That throw he had to Hodgins in the corner of the end zone was, beautiful. You know, doing the what do you call that? I mean, we, you know, people can't see it, but you know what I'm talking about. Doing the Italian, yes, with the hand.
I don't know
if it really has a name, but like, you know. He's doing that. Everyone's doing that. Everyone's sending emojis with, you know, that emoji. It's like, you know, it's fun. It's it's good times. But yeah, I mean, I guess the focus would, the bigger question is, if he does keep winning or keep playing well, what do you do next year? It seems like Dable hates Daniel Jones and really.
Oh. I mean, if this isn't the most damning thing for Daniel Jones, like every quarterback that comes in when he gets hurt plays equal or better to how he's played.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Like, if you're the Giants, I think it's over. I think it's over for Daniel. I mean, I'm not over in the sense that he's never going to play as a Giant again, but I think it's over the idea that this guy is going to be the franchise guy for like 6-7 years down the line, because it can't be a debate whether your $40 million quarterback is as good as your seventh round or undrafted quarterback that's currently playing that wasn't on an NFL roster last year. It's just, if that's a debate, then the debate itself is over.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Daniel Jones, he's going to be hurt, right? I mean, he's not going to be starting the season next year, right? He'll be out until at least middle of the season? I don't know. What's the severity of his injury again?
ACL, I feel, is more like 8 months now. 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, I think he'll be back for the beginning of next year, and he's getting paid $40 million, so my guess is he's going to end up being the starter. But you're right, though. If Tommy DeVito just keeps winning, and then, like, if they win like 4 or 5 more in a row, then, I mean, he's kind of given them no choice going forward. Like, if Daniel Jones is healthy, like, let's say he was available next week. Like, if he didn't tear his ACL, he still had the neck thing going on. They're like, you know what? He's cleared. He's good to go. You can't start him, can you?
The fans will go crazy.
Yeah, like, you can't go back to him. So that's kind of – I think that kind of answers your question right there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think it's up in the air, like, whether or not Tommy DeVito is on the roster. But Daniel Jones is definitely not going to be the guy, I don't think, going forward. He might get a year as a placeholder next year, but he's not going to be the guy.
He's like the Carmelo Anthony in this equation. Of that Linsanity thing.
Yes.
Carmelo was so jealous of that whole thing. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, isn't that kind of why it kind of broke up a little bit?
That, and
besides that poison pill from Houston?
Well, that, but Lin got hurt. Didn't he get hurt, Paul? Refresh
my
memory.
That's right.
I think his ankle, right? Or something like his knee.
Something like that. And then it was kind of a wake-up call when, like, LeBron and Wade were, like, double-teaming him at half court in the playoffs.
Right. I remember that game in Miami. They were, like, jumping on and out of the screens, and he looked like a kid. He couldn't, like, dribble the ball on CYO. He's just turning it over every time.
Yeah, they exposed him.
That's right.
They exposed him pretty bad. Yeah, and that was kind of, and then he took that bag from Houston and never was the same. I mean, he had a run with the Nets too, didn't he, Adam?
Yeah, I was all in. He got injured there.
Yeah.
He was a good bet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess just you enjoy the rest of the ride, see what the Giants do. I mean, would it surprise me at all if they won out? No. I mean, that run in 2011, 2012, it was miraculous. I mean, nothing surprised me with the New York Football Giants. But, at this point, it's just fun. Enjoy it. Maybe draft.
And also, I'm just happy, like, some of these guys look good. Like, because it seemed like when they were losing – it seemed like this roster just had no talent at all. But now you're like, okay, Hyatt looks like a keeper. Thibodeau looks like maybe a fringe pro bowler the way he's been playing.
Yep.
So there's a couple of guys that you're like, okay, at least you got something going forward versus where it was like, oh, man, where are the Giants? Like, they have nothing. So I like the way it's gone. So, and I hope it continues. But, like, you can't really have expectations. But it's been fun.
Yeah, they're kind of like – I don't know, like, one, like, stud receiver away from, like, being kind of legit. I mean, Saquon, right? I mean, he almost blew the game last night, but he's still a stud. The line, if healthy, is good. The defense looks good. Waller's supposed to be good, so they got a tight end. They have some okay receivers, right? I mean, what's what's the, you know, if DeVito is playing good quarterback, you know, what's kind of like, they got a good coach, you know?
Yeah, you're right. They definitely need a number one and maybe a number two receiver.
Yeah. They have a bunch of number like three receivers.
Maybe a little offensive line help also. Besides that, I feel like the roster is pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, is Zach back? Oh. Was he ever there?
No.
I don't know.
How many? No.
Yeah, listen.
It's amazing how good you can look when you don't give a shit. Like, you have
exactly.
Right? No inhibitions. It's like...
Exactly.
You know. And now, you know, there's a tiny bit of pressure for Sunday. Like, realistically, they probably have less than a 10% chance of getting in.
Yeah.
If that... Oh, I just saw it's 11. It's 11%.
11.
Well, I sent that. You saw that recent, because I sent that in the chat, and then you saw that like recently.
That's where I saw it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I saw something else that was like, it was like less than 1%. I don't know. I don't know where I'm getting the data, but you just saw that recently, so I believe it. But that's not terrible. 11%. I mean,
yeah.
No, if they win Sunday, I'll be kind of, because then they play Washington at home, which they'll probably win that.
Which they're teasing is a Rodgers comeback game,
right?
Christmas Eve.
I mean, I don't see any way that's possible. I wouldn't want to put him behind that line anyway. Like Zach, he was moving. He was under pressure the whole game. Against Houston, which made his stats look even better. Rodgers can't move like that. But yeah, if they beat Miami, I'll be really back into it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna beat Miami. But
well, so yeah, I mean, real quick on Miami, epic choke last night. One for the record books. I think they're the only team ever to blow a 14-point lead with under 3 minutes and it not go to overtime, right? Is that the am I getting the stat right? I kind of
probably, yeah,
might have butchered. Yeah, it was like only team ever. Titans are the only team ever to win a game down 14 under 3 minutes and it not go to overtime, something like that. So you get the idea. You know, two Monday night games, so it was like back and forth. And I remember I had the Giants-Packers game on, and then, like, the top left corner of the screen, you know, you see the Dolphins are up 14, and then all of a sudden they were only up six, I think, and I'm like, whoa, that's weird. And so I turned that back on, and, crazy. And then I think Tyreek got hurt, and the center's out for the year?
Yeah, who's, like, their glue on the line. He's their top lineman.
Yeah.
And that, you know, center, that's a huge deal. So, I don't know, man. Every December, they always choke.
Yeah.
And they have a very tough schedule coming up. The Jets won't be easy. Anytime you play that defense, like, it's not easy. It's, you know, it's annoying, right, to play against
the
Jets defense.
Yeah, and the Tyreek Hill thing could be huge.
Right.
The only thing, doesn't the Dolphins losing last night kind of hurt the Jets' playoff chances a little bit? Because they got four losses. Are they really going to lose out? Right? So you got to almost give them like a wild card spot by the
way. Miami? I'm just saying they're still going to get the division, I think.
Probably. But then, you know.
Yeah, I would think so.
You kind of almost hope. I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. Like, yeah, if the Jets win, like you said, Paul, if the Jets win Sunday, I'll start to believe a little bit. But
yeah.
I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. But yeah, I mean, people forget the game was 0-0 Jets-Texans at halftime. And, Zach had like almost a perfect, other than the fumble, had like almost like a perfect second half.
Yeah.
He looked great.
And I think Hackett let him throw. Like, they were throwing the first down. They were throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field. So, yeah, I hope he has that same mindset on against Miami. Like, you have nothing to lose. You know, they already benched you. This is, what, the third time he's been benched or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, just let it rip. You have nothing to lose. Nothing. Like,
yeah.
So, he can do damage against Miami. But I just hope, you know, I hope the coaches don't stiffen up now. Like, okay, like, we're kind of in it again. Time to go back to that conservative approach. No, like, do what worked.
Yeah, play like you're not going to the playoffs. Like definitely not. Like 0% chance. If that's
well,
the
Will,
case.
Will Levis was moving it, so I don't know. I feel pretty good about the Jets' chances this weekend, especially if Tyreek Hill's on the road. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Miami's defense has not really been that good all year. I mean,
No.
Yeah. Even though you know, they got Vic Fangio. How does shouts to Mike. How'd he feel about last night's loss?
Yeah, I think he's more of like that, like because they're in such good shape for the playoffs. Like, I mean,
it's like whatever.
Yeah. I think he was pissed, but he's like, okay, fine, like whatever. They're still the one seed, I think, or the two seed. So, I mean, I think they're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't like Frank the Tank, who.
No. I mean, if they lose to the Jets, like maybe sound the alarms a little bit. Right?
Yeah, because they got to play Buffalo. Dallas and Buffalo.
Yeah, and then
I don't know who's the other game. I think it's actually Baltimore.
Oof. Woof.
Yeah, that's tough.
Woof.
They
could
lose.
They lose
the Jets.
They could lose
easily. Easily. Wow. Easily could lose that. They lose this week.
I didn't even realize that. Holy cow! Can you imagine? I can't imagine actually.
I can.
That would be. I mean, listen. You won't. You won't find me crying about that. I. You know. No love lost for that team. That would be something. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, with Zach, if he keeps this going, I mean, I guess I'd be okay not drafting a quarterback. That kind of answers that dilemma, right?
It shows you how much easier it is to play quarterback when, you know, you're not playing from 10-0, 14-3, when the teams know you basically have to abandon the run and you know, they pin their ears back and they come after you, which the Jets did to Houston. And you saw with that line, you can't move the ball against the Jets if they play with the lead like that.
Stroud had his worst game as a pro. And now, I mean, that was, man, his head hit the ground hard. That was brutal. Is he fucked up? Like, is he going to be out?
I don't think he's going to play, honestly.
Damn.
That looked pretty bad. That looked really bad.
Yeah, he was shook. I mean, the Jets defense, like Sala said, they've embarrassed some of the best quarterbacks, you know, so... We know what they can do. It's just about
that 300-yard that 300-yard passer stat is so crazy.
I know, it's insane. Yeah. I think that's like the craziest stat in the NFL, honestly.
Wait, what is it again? So how many games in a row?
I believe it's 29. Like 26, 8, like high 20s.
Yeah, high 20s.
Haven't allowed over 300-yard.
300. And in this era, crazy. Like every team is basically throwing for 300, except for the Jets, right?
Yeah. I know. That's why this season's been such like a, what if, you know, if Rodgers or, if, you know, we thought after the Chiefs game, Zach was going to like, oh, wow, this is nice. Like, let's go. And then I don't know what happened after that. But
do you think the season might be different right now if they didn't turn to Tim Boyle?
They beat Atlanta. They would beat Atlanta.
Yeah,
they
right.
Beat Atlanta. I
think Miami, he would give Miami a game.
Yeah.
They were in that game until the
They were until the fail Mary, yeah.
They should if they were like 6-7, just beating Atlanta, them going in, you're one game out of a wild card. And it's a whole different mindset right now.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I mean it kind of felt doomed after the fourth play of the season, right? I mean, we kinda rely on it. You know, they fucked up the quarterback situation here. It's just, it is what it is. It's, you know, would they have, whatever.
The good thing is, Tone, you know, all these guys are back next year.
Yes.
And a year better. That's all. If these guys are free agents, I'd be like, wow, that was the one year to really do it. But they're going to be back, everybody, next year with the top, let's say top, whatever, 10 pick, right? They're going to get more free agents. So everything is back next year. You're not losing anything.
Yeah.
So we get to get hyped up and then get shit on again.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, that game just seemed so miserable Sunday at first. You know, it's 0-0, you know, pouring rain. Shouts to my buddy Mealy, who was in the building. He he's back on the train. He's been sending me, you know, playoff scenarios like constantly. but shouts to him. He's definitely drinking the Kool-Aid again.
True diehard.
Yeah, no, fuck it. Why not? Brandon Tierney, same thing. you know, biggest Zach fan alive. he's back. He's back again.
he called it before the game. I think he's like, he's going for 303 touchdowns today. He did.
Carton called it too. Carton's been like spot on like every game. Like he knew they would get blown out by the Chargers. Like he's been like spot on like every game. He said they'd win this game in a blowout too, like double digits. And they did. It's like, it's kind of weird how on point he's been. But yeah.
Too bad he can't gamble anymore though.
Yeah, it's true. Oh well. Can we talk about Mahomes here? Speaking of the Chiefs, speaking of that game where the other game where Zach played really well, where we got robbed at the end of the game on two shitty calls. What the fuck, dude?
Well, I don't understand. Is like, it's the call was blatantly correct.
Blatantly correct.
What is the hoopla?
Yeah.
That was a bad look. And the whole, like, if you want to be mad on the sideline and like yell at the ref, okay, you can deal with that. When he went to go talk to Allen in the middle of the field after the game, there was no like, oh, congratulations, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was like, that was the worst effing call I ever saw. I can't believe he did. Like, and Allen's like, bro, like, what?
Yeah, Allen, Josh Allen seems
I've
like,
I've never seen that.
Josh Allen
he looked
like,
at him.
Yeah. He's like, huh? Josh Allen's like the nicest guy alive. Like, what's he gonna, like, yeah, he was like shocked. He's like,
okay.
What do you want me to say?
Right. Yeah, that was weird. That kind of showed me like his true colors, I think. And in that documentary on Netflix, like, I got turned off by him on that. And now this just proves the point even more.
Yeah. And he just kept chirping.
He's a phony.
He kept chirping about it in the press conference. I mean, it was like constant. And then even Andy Reid was saying some shit.
Yeah, Andy Reid
like,
said something too, right?
Like, are you guys all blind? This guy, Tony, he's cost you, like, so many times. That guy's a disaster.
Yeah, he is.
How about the play, though, of Kelsey? Like,
thank God.
That's gonna be forgotten about, but, like, that was
amazing. That was incredible.
That was amazing.
Thank God that didn't count. It was amazing. Let's be honest. Travis Kelsey, Mr. Pfizer, not a fan of him. But he is an unbelievable player. That was sick. If that did count, it would have been unbearable. Unbearable.
A minute left, tie game, and he's throwing the ball 20 yards.
That's so ballsy.
That reminded me, didn't Randy Moss do something like that?
He did.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. The play where he's like getting tackled and he like throws it over his head. Yeah. That reminded me of that. But and that one counted. So yeah, that would have been unbearable if that happened. I think just Twitter would have like exploded. So we dodged a bullet there, but yeah.
It's nice. They're definitely their magic has, you know, washed off a little bit.
Tasted their own medicine, you know.
About time.
Yeah, about time. I don't know what the future holds for them. I think for the rest of the league, I mean, Niners seem like the team. I don't know who's coming out of the AFC, but who's beating the Niners right now? They're healthy. They're dominant. I mean, they're so good.
Yeah. Yep. I don't see anyone.
What about Dallas? You think Dallas can give a little run there?
If Dallas gets the home game somehow.
They're so good at home.
Yeah, they need that home game.
They're so good at home.
But at San Fran, no shot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what kind of you're hoping, right, for the NFC Championship is – you know, that's like the classic, like, 90s Cowboys Niners. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be fun.
That would be awesome. Yeah. AFC, though, right now, I really don't know. I don't know. Ravens,
Buffalo.
I guess. You think Buffalo is, they found something?
I think they found it in Philly.
Yes.
They should have won that game. And then, at KC, I think they're going to get better and better. They made that. Yeah, but I can't. Freaking McDermott, like, the whole thing, like.
What, with the 9/11?
Yeah.
So bizarre. And why did it just come out now? That was like 2018, they said?
Yes, 4 years ago, right? So.
Oh, my God. This, yeah, weird.
Bizarre.
Very bizarre. Yeah, I guess, you know, but even the Ravens, I don't know. Rams had, I mean, they played them tight that game. Ravens, they're weird sometimes.
They're very weird.
The AFC, it could be a surprise team. It could be the Browns for all we know.
The parity is insane this year.
Insane. And that's why You know, it's funny. I feel like we used to complain about, like, dominant teams and, like, oh, we need more parity. We need more parity. I don't know. I miss the dominant teams. I like when there's, like, an upset every once in a while. When it's, like, literally every week, it's kind of like, I don't know.
It kind of swung too far. That's why, like, yes. We've all been saying that the NFL this year has been not the same product.
Right.
Obviously, because that's a lot of that has to do with the quarterbacks being hurt. But when all these teams, mediocrity just kind of means everybody sucks.
Yes.
So it's like every game you're watching, it's like two teams that aren't really that good at playing each other.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of ruined the quality.
Yeah.
And you want to have that juggernaut to root against. Like when it was the Patriots.
Yes.
You know, no matter who they played, you were going against them. And it was like when they did lose, it was like, hell yeah. Like it was so rare.
Yes.
You really like celebrated it. It's not the same anymore. Yeah.
Feels like there's no, like when you're like, oh man, I liked when there was like one or two upsets. It feels like there's no upsets anymore because like there's no such thing as an upset.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, even last night, like the Giants winning, like they were a huge dog, but like, I don't know. It wasn't that shocking. I guess the Titans game would qualify more, but I think that was because more of the comeback.
Was that the biggest? Yeah, that's a good question. What has been the biggest upset this year? It's tough to say because there's been so many.
I guess it's that one. I think that was double digits, right? They were double digit favorite.
Yes, there was 13 and a half.
Points. Yeah, it had to be that one.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And they were down there. Miami was about to cover. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a choke job. That was crazy.
And you know that there's some like idiot out there when it was like when they're up 14, they just threw a whole bunch of money on like the Dolphin money line. You know,
yeah.
$1,000 to win like 30.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
$3. Just to like be like, it's a guarantee. Nope.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you guys follow Bill Simmons on, well, Paul, I don't know if you do anymore.
No. I don't know who that is.
But he was on the Sunday pod with Cousin Sal. He's been in some pool for like 30 years, and going into the Monday night games, he was undefeated. And he said no one has ever gone undefeated in a week in this pool for 30 years. All he needed was the Dolphins to beat the Titans, and he would have done it.
Wow. That's incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. So it's
that's why that's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy,
that's...
right? I mean, the one time it's ever happened, what happened is, yeah, pretty remarkable. But yeah, speaking of the Patriots, Belichick. So is it official? He's out. This is it. Last hurrah.
Sure seems like it. Yeah, that guy who reported it was Tom Curran. Like he's really okay. Like the number one Boston reporter. And like you said, McAfee, which is kind of ballsy.
Right to Kraft. Yeah. What was that about?
So, I don't know if Kraft was expecting that. Like, that's really kind of awkward for him to put him on the spot like that. But yeah. And then Portnoy came out with, like, an emergency
thing
on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's like, whatever. They can never win a game again, and I'm good with my...
Probably.
You know, six rings, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so his rings.
I think it's it, man. I think it just kind of ran its course on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, he's 70-something years old. Why not? What else do you need to prove? You know what's hilarious, though? If this is it, his last game, of course.
Jets. And if it's, like, somehow the Jets...
It matters, right?
Yeah. If they get to 8-8 and they have to win an in... And 9-8, and they lose, bro. Oh my god!
one last fuck you from Belichick.
Yeah, like
I don't know what I'll do. I don't know if that's a win and in game, Belichick's last game, and we lose. I'll lose my mind. Like,
well, it proves a lot of things. It proves the devil is for sure real.
Yes.
Name it for sure. We can cross off a lot of lists with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But yeah. I think. They were saying maybe Washington for him, the new owner, pay a lot of money, gonna give like a draft pick to New England or something.
I get it. He's a Maryland guy, so it's like, yeah, he's going home, so to speak. But wouldn't coaching Navy or something like this? Wouldn't that be like a better move for him? You know,
if you were an NFL team, would you want Belichick right now?
Probably,
I would not. No.
Probably not.
Like, yeah, I don't really see it. I mean, maybe I guess Washington is the only team to me that might make sense, just because there's like Rivera's probably definitely gone, and they need something to make a splash.
Yeah.
But besides that, I would like if you told me I could trade Dable for Belichick, I'd say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think most teams would say that. I would think.
Yeah.
It just seems like his offense, they haven't changed it in a while. Like, they were the originators of the whole, like, you know, heavy wide receiver screens and the pick plays and all that stuff, double tight ends.
Yeah.
Everyone does that plus like 10 times more imaginative things now. They look like they're stuck from 2005.
Yeah. And you can tell, I mean, he doesn't show much emotion ever, but like you can tell he kind of doesn't care. He's like, whatever, you know?
Yep.
Good run. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Who could be? You think Bill O'Brien steps in, or maybe his son, Belichick's son?
They're saying Gerard Mayo.
Oh my God, could you imagine? Like,
yeah,
they say Gerard Mayo is next in line.
Really,
old linebacker. Yeah,
where is he now?
I think he's the D coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Assistant head coach, coordinator. Yeah,
interesting.
Players love him, and yeah, I'm sure you know.
I can see that.
He would do well.
I mean, it's a good gig. You're going to get a top, what, two or three pick? So, get a quarterback
I hope they fall out of that somehow. I don't know how, but...
Well, they did win Thursday, so they're trying to tank.
But then everybody else won, too. Arizona won, Pittsburgh. The Jets won, the Giants won, Titans won.
Bears won.
The Bears look pretty good.
Yeah. Who had Bears? I'll have to look back. Someone picked Adam. That was you.
Yeah, they're coming on.
Yeah, you're not looking too bad there.
I think I was a year early, because I think next year they might be real good.
Yes. Yeah. They have a real dilemma. I mean, they got four more games to figure it out. But Fields, sometimes he looks awesome, and then sometimes I don't know. It's hard to tell. They're gonna have to really think about that one.
That's tricky. Yeah.
I'd roll with Fields. I would.
Yeah, roll Fields. Okay. Yeah.
I keep him. Yeah.
I would. I would too.
The only thing with that is you're going to have to pay him. So they might like reset the quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Reset
the
clock.
That's the only thing. Yeah. I think they like him as a player, but the whole contract, yeah, it's tricky.
And you have two picks in the top five. How do you not like take a quarterback? I feel like, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point too.
It's so up in the air, and there's so many quarterbacks in this draft, which brings me to my next, you know, the Heisman. You know, Jaden Daniels. I think he was kind of like the favorite. He won it. Is it still Caleb May at the top of this draft? I mean, it's going to change like 1,000 times before April, right? I mean, Penix, if they somehow win the title and he goes undefeated, I mean, how does he not get, you know, all this? You know, I feel like they're still getting slept on. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's too early, I guess, to speculate.
I'm sure. I think Caleb, a lot of Caleb stuff, I feel like they're kind of going by last year more than this year, which is a little scary.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw the picture of him in the dress. You know, it's like, come on, man. What are you doing? Yeah, have you seen that pic?
No.
I'll send it to the chat later. Yeah.
It was like, what, like recently? He was wearing...
Yeah, he's in a dress. I think it's a GQ. He's in a dress with sneakers on. Yeah, so whatever.
Meanwhile, you haven't heard about that. Like, I guess, well, you heard about it. Like, I don't know if it was like all over like big media accounts or whatever. But, you know, he's wearing a dress, right? You would think that'd be like... Compared to when Mark Sanchez was in GQ, like, wasn't he like pretending to be a lifeguard or something?
Oh yeah,
yes.
I do remember this.
Yes,
he got so much shit for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
look, this guy wears a dress and it's like, okay, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see some, like, you know, maybe some, like, you know, yeah, I mean, it's the woke stuff. They're not gonna bash him for that. And listen, if he happens to be gay, so be it. Be gay. I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Be like, gay. But yeah.
But then, like, it just shows you the difference when, like, Sanchez. It was like he was okay. He's at the beach. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Who cares? He's from Orange County, California. He grew up at the beach, Mission Viejo. Like, yeah, not a big deal. But yeah. Let's talk about the college playoff. This is going to be awesome. First off, did you know they moved it to New Year's Day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
That's, yeah, I love that. PM. I love that.
That sucked on New, like, New Year's Eve last year. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I barely watched.
Because Katie and I went out to dinner. So, like,
yeah, me too.
I watched the end of that Michigan TCU game, like, at the bar, and, like, you know, Georgia Ohio State. It literally ended as the ball dropped. It was like,
right.
You know, it was just too much going on New Year's Eve. So that was very smart move, New Year's Day, because you're not doing jack shit.
Yeah, yep. You got food, order in, whatever.
It's,
and,
perfect.
Chill.
It's perfect. So Michigan, Michigan-Bama, Rose Bowl, Pasadena. It's going to be epic. And Washington-Texas, also amazing game. Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. I can't wait. I can't wait for this playoff. It's going to be awesome.
Great games, but do you agree that they got the four best teams in?
I think it's so hard to tell because FSU, their defense is amazing, right? I think it's a top four defense.
Right? Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
Jordan Travis, you know, it's a shame he got hurt. I mean, clearly they got penalized for that. Do you think if he played and they blew out Louisville, and I thought they won fairly convincing.
Oh, if Travis was healthy, they'd 100% they'd be in.
They'd probably be in.
So who's Bama would have, well, yeah, I guess Bama would have been out then because Texas beat Bama.
Yep.
That's how it would have played out. Okay.
Well, if you're putting the best four teams in, we had this conversation earlier, but you have to put Georgia in, don't you?
I know.
You have to.
They are.
They lost a conference championship game to, you know, one of the, you know, top dynasties ever in the past, like, you know, 10 years, Bama, by 3 points on a neutral field.
On a neutral field, yeah.
I believe they didn't even play well. Yeah, I think they'd be a double-digit favorite against all three teams except Alabama. And against Alabama, I think they'd be like 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah, it's tough.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the last year of having this discussion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Next year, it's a 12 team, which, I mean, to go from, we used to just kind of like, you know, have a national title game, and that was it. You know, two teams, that was it. To four teams, to 12, it's going to be like,
yeah,
it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. And then, you know, obviously no Pac-12. And we'll see how that kind of plays out and whatnot. So, and, you know, people are saying, oh, but then there's going to be the argument, like, that 13th team left out. It's like, I don't know. Is it? Is that going to be controversial? No one's going to care. Who's the number 13 team this year? Ole Miss? Like,
exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what? I think there'll be some.
A two or three loss team.
I think you might get some convo on it, though.
You will. Like, no, you will. You will.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's gonna be fun. I can't wait. And
for sure,
the transfer portal. So Riley Leonard, Duke, goes to the Irish.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. USC. They're in on Cam Ward from Wazoo and Will Howard from Kansas State. I didn't watch Cam Ward a lot. I just know he's good from word of mouth. But Will Howard, I watched a few Kansas State games. He's really good. So
he's good. They should have been Kansas.
Yeah.
This year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Texas. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, they should have been. Beat Kansas. They didn't cover. I was watching that game. That was Rico Bosco's. That was Rico Bosco's game of the year. Was Kansas State 9.5 minus 9.5, and they didn't cover. They won, but they didn't.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, you sent the list of all the quarterbacks transferring. It's kind of wild.
It's a lot.
Is this going to be every year?
Do it next year.
I think Ewers will be back, and then Arch Manning is going to transfer.
Interesting.
Do you think Texas might be inclined to keep Manning?
Like they want Ewers
over
is so
Ewers.
Good.
Ewers is
he
good.
Is really good. He is really good. But if you think about like what Manning brings in terms of like revenue, possibly.
Oh,
and then
insane.
Also his potential. I don't know. I feel like.
I think they're so arrogant, Texas. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they probably don't care. Yeah, you're right. That's true.
And if they win it, I mean, Ewers is probably going to declare, right? What's the point?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, if they win and he declares, then they make the decision for Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's man, all the QBs. I'm just wondering if this is going to be a every year occurrence where there's going to be like literally 10 quarterbacks moving around.
I think it'll change a little bit because the COVID thing is done after this year.
What's that?
Like the 1 year transfer, or I don't know. There's something with that where it expires this year, where you can transfer without sitting out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, so unless you're a graduate transfer or there's some like hardship waiver, which guys have been getting like no problem. They'll be like, oh, you know, my brother's dog died back home, so I got to go back there. And they're granted these waivers like to play without sitting out. They kind of give them out like no problem. Right. So it's kind of awful gazy, but yeah.
It's wild, that and the NIL money. So Marvin Harrison Jr., he can make more money staying at Ohio State than going to the NFL. Did you see this?
I did. Who is giving this money? And obviously they have like crazy money. They don't care, yeah. Right? But like, doesn't there become a point if you're doing this year after year? Like, where's your return on the investment except for your fandom of your team winning?
Right? Like, who is the alum from Ohio State who has this kind of money? Ohio's like, when you think of like wealth management people, asset management people, they didn't go to like a Big Ten school. They probably went to like Ivy League or something, right? You know, like Dartmouth or I don't know. Like, yeah. Where is this money coming from?
There's no oil money in Ohio State.
Yeah, no, Texas maybe. Like, you know, A&M has a lot of money, you know. They're never good, but they always have a lot of money. It's weird. So he can make like, what'd they say? Like, God,
20 million.
20 million or something?
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a rookie contract right there. It's like a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't even have a quarterback right now. What's that?
Why would you come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're set. You can even offset that even more with like insurance money if you got hurt. Like he wants to beat Michigan, but he'll be out. He's coming out though.
Yeah, I think he he declares, but still crazy. There will be, you know, one of these deals where they end up staying. It's going to happen. It still could happen.
It's also a good recruiting tool. Like, you don't know if like an Ohio State guy put that out. So like all the future recruits, like, hey, you know, we have 20 million.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, stay here.
That's true. Yeah, pretty wild
stuff.
A lot
of money though. College, and then next year you got all the teams changing the conference. Big Ten.
crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be pretty interesting. And that happened in college basketball too, correct?
Yeah,
Pac-12 is just done, period, for those two sports. Is it all the sports? Is Pac-12 just done?
Yeah, because I read like there was issues. They're like, there's not too much money for like volleyball, right?
Right.
So these teams have to like travel. It's tricky. The geographical, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Let's talk about the NBA in-season tournament. What do we think? What are our afterthoughts on that?
I got a tweet. Yeah, I could use a little tweaking, but I was going to say I really liked it. It made these games kind of matter a little bit. You could tell the players were really into it because they really wanted that $500,000. Yep. You know, the different sports and stuff like that. And I think it'll get bigger every year.
I think it will.
I agree.
I think this is like the first year they were kind of testing things out. You know, I wasn't a fan of how the court looked, but whatever, no big deal. Lakers, you know, they're getting clowned on because they want to raise a banner. You know, of course, the Lakers. They love these tournaments that they win.
Mickey Mouse.
They win the bubble. They win this. It's kind of funny.
The bubble.
It felt like the bubble, that championship game a little bit, right? Because it was like dark.
Yes.
The seats.
It had the crowd wasn't like very into it.
Wasn't very into it. It felt like a bubble game. And you know, Lakers were there, so yeah. Interesting stuff.
But they gotta fix the scheduling. Like the Knicks their reward for getting to the playoffs is like an extra game against Milwaukee and Boston.
Right. Right. Yeah, they're the only team in the league to have more away games than home games now.
Yeah, and they play Milwaukee and Boston 5 times each.
Yeah, because they had to play them in the tournament, right?
Yeah, so I don't know. They get like it's kind of unbalanced. I don't know how you fix that, though.
So, like on the flip side of that, the Nets by not making it, and they went I think 4-1 in these games, but they lost on like point differential. So instead of having to do what the Knicks did, the Nets got to play Washington, Atlanta, and beat them both. So they got 2 wins.
You see, yeah, they came out ahead. Yeah.
So it was like them not making it was actually kind of big for them.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, they'll probably end up tweaking some things. I'm sure from it, you know, definitely like learn some things. But yeah, we'll see how it goes next year. What they end up doing. I'm trying to think like what else. Right. I'm still confused about it, but I think we'll get used to it as it goes along.
I think it was Mikal Bridges or somebody else that mentioned that they think they should move this thing a couple weeks later. Even what do you guys think of that?
Like past the new year.
Yeah, like maybe start it in January or something. Like that's because he said that's when it gets really tough.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a grind. I'd be for that.
Kind of splits up the season a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
Especially because the unofficial start of the NBA season is kind of in January anyway. After NFL season's over.
Yes.
So it kind of makes sense. Like, ooh, like people are like I think I've talked about it before. Part of my take, they do their NBA, or they did it last year. I don't know if they do this every year, but they did their season preview in January.
Yeah, you're out of here.
You know, like maybe they move it back to then. That's kind of a nice idea.
I see that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But then you're competing with, the thing is you're competing with NFL playoffs, so I don't know. I don't know what they'll end up doing, but that's a good idea. Speaking of Mikal and the Nets, you had a tweet, Adam.
Oh, yeah, I did.
A little bit of a controversial tweet. Are you still getting tweets on that?
Yeah, it's like one of those things that splinters off into other arguments, and then there's like other people arguing with each other. And like, I haven't responded to anything. I just sometimes I'll open it up to see what they're arguing about. Yeah, it's actually been tremendous for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah,
that was amazing.
It was really great. I mean, you had some people agreeing with you. You know, it was kind of lopsided, but
I'm gonna die on that hill. I think so many straight up in a trade. Mikal Bridges has more trade value than Kevin Durant. I'll stand on that.
Durant, Stan, Homer guys. That no matter what he does, like you can't change their mind, and even if it's right in front of them.
Bottom line is,
it was 90% of the people responding to Adam were probably
like, you know, Katie's goat 17.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. doesn't agree with me.
Yeah. Okay, it's like some like 12-year-old who, you know, who knows. But yeah, I mean,
and by the way,
yeah.
Sorry, Don, you go.
No, all I was going to say is Mikal, he plays all 82 games. Durant plays what? 50, 60 40, games? I mean, 50,
yeah.
He's considerably younger, better defender. Yeah, I'm with you, Adam. But go ahead.
Also, KD's going to say, I'm not going to there to 20 teams. Like, you have to factor that in also.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't think Bridges is doing that. So.
No.
Right.
But, Paul, what were you going
to say? Oh, yeah. So, I'm watching the Laker-Mav game right now. And LeBron, the things that he's still doing, I think he might be, you know, I might have to switch my pick. He's the best ever. I don't know.
It's unbelievable. He had some I think it was last week. He had some insane, like, layup. Forget what it was, but it was just like, you know, this guy's like, you know, he's our age.
he's having like a comeback year this year.
Yeah, he just did a spin move from like half court and just went over three guys for a crazy layup, double clutched it. He's not slowing down. So when is he going to slow down?
Well, he's like, you know, he's got the TB12 method thing going on, right? Him and Brady, they found the fountain of youth, so to speak. And
yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly wants to play with Bronny. So Bronny had his debut with USC. They lost to Long Beach State, who, you know, shouts to Long Beach State. I mean, they beat Michigan, they beat DePaul, and now they beat USC. You know, they're no slouch, like Paul says. No. You know, the Paul Strader says, doesn't matter it until March. You know,
I've been actually watching a lot. I'm into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're a college hoops guy. I wish I could get more into it. I don't know. State the case for why I should get like more into it, or why we all should get more into it. People listening,
because these are the guys that are going to be in the NBA like in the next like year. So get to know them now, and you know, it's good to see.
Yes, yes, I like that. That's good.
I mean, I used to love college basketball, but I think what turned me off, not turned me off, but like...
The conference realignment?
No, I think it was just that a lot of players weren't coming, you know, they were doing one and dones. I feel like when we were growing up, they would stay a little longer in college, or they would go to college. Now I feel like they go to these other leagues. It's like confusing. Or they go...
Yeah. I think the conference overseas thing got me, Paul. Once the Big East wasn't the Big East anymore, I was kind of like,
it did for me, big time.
Yeah. Like,
it's not the same.
Yeah, like growing up in the Northeast, we didn't really have like a big college football school or conference per se. But in college basketball, it was the Big East. That is like, that was awesome growing up. Like the best. So, yeah, that's definitely, it has a lot to do with it. You're right. For me, big time, big time. But I want to get back into it. How's Cuse doing?
They're good. They just beat Georgetown. Smacked them around.
Okay. Okay.
It's different now because they play like, full court, man-to-man, pressure defense. It's so different.
Weird.
All right.
Yeah. Had to be done. You know, it's this is reminds me of like Belichick. Like, these guys, they very get much. Old. It's time to go.
Yeah. You know, stuck in their ways. Up. Speaking of Cuse, Cuse football.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
I don't know, man. If they keep this up, this guy might turn him into like a powerhouse, like of the Northeast, like they were in the early 90s, mid 90s. Like,
were they?
Yeah, when they had McNabb and all those guys.
That's right.
That's right.
Freeney, they had Marvin Harrison. They were really good. They had a lot of guys.
That's true. Like,
why not? There's not, what's the top Northeast program? Penn State?
It is Penn State.
Penn State, yeah.
Like, there could be multiple. Like, for make sure. It, like, hey, you know, dominate the tri-state area. And with 12 teams, like, hey, like, you have a chance at the playoffs now.
Yes, absolutely.
So anything is possible.
Absolutely.
That's what it's good for. It's good for, like, these random teams. Like, you know, if it was the top four teams, a team like Syracuse would never, ever, ever get there. But with 12, you never know. One, like, really hot year, you're right there.
Yeah, like, would Liberty have snuck in? No, probably not. Because they were undefeated this year. Probably not, yeah. The Conference USA.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. But
What about Rutgers recruiting class in college hoops?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Fab Five, part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that about? We've been missing a good Cuse football team and a good Rutgers basketball team. You know?
Yeah, this is like they have one of the best classes coming in a long time, they said.
Yeah, so that'd be nice. That'd be exciting.
Now he's got to do something with it next year, because if he don't, no other kid's going to come there again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like his one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's crazy. Rutgers, man, and that place, that gym gets freaking loud. So
it does.
If it gets packed there, like, it'll be fun.
Yeah, we went to a Rutgers Cuse game. Right?
Yeah. Yep,
many moons ago. Yeah, it's cool. We got to try and get to the dome for Cuse game.
For sure.
Football, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Big time. We'll see. Before we go, we got to talk about the Knicks. We didn't really get into that. It kind of feels over, in a sense, because Mitch is out 2 months. I mean, but I don't think so. I don't know.
They'll adapt. I mean, Tibbs always finds a way somehow. He got hurt last year for a while, too.
That's true. You're right. You're right. I don't know if he was out this long, but...
No, I think it was like a month.
Yeah, but Hartenstein's solid. I mean, Jericho Sims, I don't think he's really the guy. I don't know if they make a move. I mean, do you give Dwight Howard a call? Like, hey man, like, come on, you know, America's woke, it's okay.
Oh yeah, what's going on with that? Didn't something come out with him?
He basically said I'm so what, I'm gay, like,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
without saying it, kind of.
Oh, because there was a lawsuit That's right.
Yes. And he was just like, yeah, like he didn't deny it.
He's like, you can't blackmail me. I'll tell everybody.
Yeah. But he's in China, right? He's just, is that where he is right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe Taiwan.
Well, one of those.
They gotta get someone. They need another big.
Yeah. So I
don't
know.
Just a body.
I don't know who's like out there who they could just kind of like get, you know, whatever.
It'd be nice if they had the Mavs pick, which they should have had this year. They have Lively, who's looking freaking great.
Yeah,
he does look good. Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. Too bad.
But I don't know. I guess they're gonna play Hart a lot. If he played last night, I hope that's a switch went off for him.
Mitchell Robinson has been awesome, but like you can, I feel like teams can overcome the loss of a center these days, unless it's like a Jokic type. Like, yeah, they can patchwork it for a couple months, and be fine.
I think so. Yeah. It's not like he's putting up, you know, 30 a game. You know, he's,
right. Yeah,
his best quality is offensive rebounds, which is nice, but you know, Tristan Thompson was like the best offensive rebounder in the league.
Yeah.
For how many years? No one cared. So. Right.
And Hartenstein's not he's not a slouch.
I like him a lot. Yeah, he's great. He busts his ass. What I'd like to see him is like on the Clippers. He was like kind of like top of the key. You know, passing. You know, shooting threes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of that. I know Tibbs doesn't like to do that with the bigs. He likes, you know, a traditional center. But I don't know. Try something different. You know.
Yep.
I don't know about like a trade now. Like, what do they, like, they go into the deadline with a little different strategy here with Mitch out? Like, I don't know what the plan is.
They got to do something. Maybe it was just minor.
Yeah, like DeRosa.
DeRosa.
Or Bogdanovich. Just get another guy who could score, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the team's lacking exactly.
I would love Markkanen, but I think he'd cost too much.
How would that work, though, with Markkanen, with Randall? You saying trade Randall for him?
I don't know. I guess he could play can he play the five?
I don't know. Did Markkanen?
Yeah, I was thinking you play them together, you play with center.
Did he ever play that with the Bulls?
He did. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always saw him as like a stretch four, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'd fit with Thibodeau. Thibodeau might be like, finish. Soft.
Yeah. Bastard. Soft Euro. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a cup of tea.
But they got to do something, man. Like, it's...
Yeah, I mean...
You can't keep these draft picks forever.
Kenny Smith...
Like, you have 40 you know, years expiring contract. You got to use that.
Yes. Yeah. Shouts to the Don. He was telling me... What did he say? IQ, Grimes, and Fournier in three picks... For Spida, does that get that done?
Cleveland's not going to trade him.
But
I was going to say in a vacuum, I think that would be enough, but I don't think they're going to trade him.
But he's he a free agent next summer or the summer after? I always forget.
The summer after.
After.
Oh, it's not even this summer? Oh yeah. Okay.
No rush. No rush for them.
Okay, I thought it was next summer. Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, unless he like asks out. But right now, I don't know. I think it's all speculation.
Okay. I mean, it almost seems inevitable that he'll be a Knick one day. I don't know. Unless he demands a trade, it probably won't be until free agency at this point. But Kenny Smith.
Adam,
who
the Nets to get?
Man. I love the market. I feel like the Nets are just going to get whoever the Knicks don't. I think the Knicks have a little bit more assets. They're a little bit further along than the Nets, so they'll probably have their first choice of the next guy that comes that like decides they're getting traded, and then the Nets will just get like whatever other guys left. So, like I thought Mitchell would be the guy for the Nets just because I figured the Knicks would get a bigger fish, like maybe an Embiid type or something like that. But I guess we'll see how it plays out.
They're hanging around. Like, what are they, 12 and 10?
Yeah, pretty good. They're 12 and 10. The advanced metrics are really good for them also. They're like the best rebound team in the NBA. They're like eighth or seventh in offense. And they haven't really missed a beat since Simmons got hurt. So, I don't know. I just look it up for them. They have a million draft picks to trade. Simmons, the Simmons contract could be used in a trade to match salary. So, yeah, I guess we'll see. But I think they're in good shape.
They're very athletic. I like watching them.
Yeah, athletic. They got a lot of length. They got some shooting. And Jack Vaughn's actually been pretty good. I can't really – like, I was knocking him earlier for the Cam Thomas stuff, but he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The East is just, like, it's all mishmash. There's so many teams in that, like, 4 to 10 range. I don't know. Orlando, if that – is it for real? It's got to be, right?
With what? Say that again. Sorry.
Orlando. I don't think it's a fluke. I think they're here to stay.
Yeah. And you know, Wendell Carter, you know, he's on my fantasy team. He's been pretty much hurt, like, most of the season. They're not missing a beat.
They might have the best forward combo in the NBA, right?
Paolo and
Franz. Is it too early to say that? Yeah.
You got both Wagner brothers,
you got
right?
Wagners, yeah, Wagners. Both of them. You got the George Badacci Zazzi from Indiana, who's been playing well.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of size.
Isaac and Suggs has been playing very well.
Yeah, Suggs Anthony. And Cole Anthony did the LeBron and Wade from the Heatles.
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah, Adam, you might have been onto something with that was your sleeper team.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd be this good, but I do like that combo of Paolo and Franz. I think it's really tough to match up with two forwards that big.
Yeah. Paul, yours was the Pacers, right? That was pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Mine was the Hawks, not looking good. right?
Albert Hawks might be the MVP.
Who's that?
Tyrese Albert.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think he's third in, like, I think right now the favorite is Joel, then Jokic, and then I think it's Albert in third.
Wow.
And supposedly they want to make a move too. For like a wing, I saw, was like the rumor. So they might be a OG or Siakam spot.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
how about Dante Exum? He's got 7 threes against LA today.
What?
Come on.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and he had a great game. Three good games in a row now.
What the hell? I didn't even know he could shoot.
He's back.
Was he ever here?
Australian Petty?
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, he had a lot of hype coming out. And then
he did.
He had a lot of injuries, right? I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
But
okay. He was in Australia for a little bit. He came back. But now he's Luka just makes everyone better.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for Kyrie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's talk about that. He's in a boot. Crutches.
I mean,
yeah, I thought it was a minor thing. I thought it was like a good day-to-day thing. All of a sudden, he's on crutches.
It was going to be something, right? There was going to be something with him. Always is, and that's it. So, that's probably all you can say about that. Yay.
And Durant, everything, man. It's are they ever going to play a full game, Phoenix, before playoffs? Or
like, you mean full squad?
Yeah.
No, it's like the Nets all over again.
Yeah, it really is. That's really what it feels like.
Those guys will play like 10 games total. They'll get to the playoffs, and then they'll choke somehow. They'll make it like second round, something like that. I don't know.
It's crazy. It's never ending.
Yeah. And Booker, I mean, he's, you know, he's another guy. He's probably like tops in MVP. But, yeah, I don't know. I could see him leaving eventually, maybe. Even though he's so beloved there. I don't know.
Booker?
Yeah. That shot against the Knicks at the Garden. Oh my God.
I don't like him.
Oh, I hate him.
Like, yeah,
his face. I like his face.
I know. We've talked about this. Michael Myers.
Yeah. Michael Myers.
Such a punchable face, but he's good. He is good.
He's very good.
I hate him, but he's good. Yeah.
He reminds me of I think I told you guys this also. He reminds me of the villain in 10 Things I Hate About You. I think it's the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking
villain
about
it. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Let me see if I can Google this. While we're going,
you would recognize.
You talk about like the rom com from the 90s with Heath Ledger.
No,
yes,
the villain though, the other guy, he has like the slick back, like dark hair.
Oh god, that dude was like a teenage heartthrob in the 90s, and then he just disappeared.
He was in a lot of
he was in a bunch of different things.
Yeah, for some reason, Devin Booker reminds me of that guy.
Okay.
The face, I can see it now. Yeah,
you see it a little bit?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's so random and hilarious. Nice. I don't know what happened to that guy, that actor. He was like, yeah, he was like in a bunch of rom-coms, I feel like, in the 90s. And then...
Wasn't he always the villain?
What do you mean? He bleached his skin, now he plays for the Sun.
I'm trying to think what other movies he was in. We'd have to IMDb it. I don't even know his name, so I couldn't even check if I wanted to. But
we get on this all. Andrew Keegan,
right? What other movies do you have in front of you?
10 Things I Hate About You. Camp Nowhere.
Hold Camp on. Nowhere. Hold yes.
On. That one, and I'm going to give you one more that was good. Othello or O.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes.
He gets.
I remember him from O.
Yeah. He. Well, he was on the basketball team, right? That movie's so fucked up, by the way. I mean,
crazy movie.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy it's twisted. Movie. Toe twisted. Josh Hartnett, right? Hartnett? Is that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mekhi Phifer.
The Terminator?
Who?
Wasn't the cop from the Terminator? Or no, am I thinking someone else?
The cop from the Terminator, he owned Ramsay Outdoor in The Sopranos.
Yeah. I thought he was the coach, too.
No, the coach is Sheen, Martin Sheen.
Oh, Sheen. Yeah, yeah. Sheen.
And okay. I can't believe I'm remembering this top of my head. I haven't seen that movie in like over a decade.
Julia Stiles.
Yeah, crazy movie.
Great.
Flip that on soon.
Great flick.
Speaking of basketball movies, have you guys seen the trailer for this Lady Ballers?
No.
Okay, so it's like the anti-woke comedy movie. It's by the Daily Wire. You know the Daily Wire, that's Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens. It's like a conservative media company. So there's this movie called Lady Ballers, and it's basically about like a bunch of like guys. They like start like a women's basketball team because, you know, now like men are playing in like women's sports. So they're like making fun of that and shit. You haven't seen the trailer for this?
No.
All right. Yeah. Take a look. It looks funny, but it's like, I don't know. I just the political stuff and all the movies, it's just like, I don't need it. Like, leave the world behind.
No.
You know? Paul, you saw it, right?
Was that political?
Well, it's all like predictive programming, basically. It's all like it's all shit that like conspiracy theorists have been like talking about for like years. Like basically like being thrown in your face. Like, yeah, like we're gonna do this basically and you're gonna like it.
Yeah, we were watching. It was like, yeah, edge of your seat.
The movie's pretty good.
Well, it's kind of crazy, right? It's a cyber attack, and then supposedly, just this week there was like cyber attacks from China, right? And is that basically the movie's about, Paul?
Kinda.
Yeah. They don't. You don't really know. It could have been like, any one of those people, right, or countries.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ending. I don't want to spoil, but. Adam, from like the ending, what do you think? At 1 out of 10, what do you give it, the ending?
A 4.
Yeah.
Definitely under 5.
Well, you know what?
They left the meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Well, I read about the ending, and basically what they're trying to say is like, America is
so focused on the wrong thing.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
America's so asleep. Most people care about like Taylor Swift or Friends or some bullshit.
Or like the ending of a Netflix movie. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of like the moral there.
I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about it.
But like, what's the most twisted part about this? I mean,
me and Adam just wanted to see a good ending.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening right now?
But like, what's crazy is like, there's so much symbolism in it and like propaganda. And of course the Obamas are the producers on it. They like helped with the script and.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's so that's weird. Twisted.
Julia Roberts though, doesn't age.
No.
No, she looks the same.
She does not age. It's a good cast. You know.
Ethan Hawke.
Mahershala Ali.
Kevin Bacon.
Ali.
Kevin Bacon is great in it.
Yeah. These are all people I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, they're trying to make what? Like the MAGA conspiracy guy, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like the doomsday prepper.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think Elon thought about all of his like Teslas like just piling up on the
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
I said it. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Crazy times. Crazy times.
Yeah, so everyone check that out.
Good flick.
We just ruined the entire movie, but yeah. go watch it. What else? Anything else?
Well,
Juice never joined us. Juice never joined.
Josh. Let's hope he's sleep.
Yeah, pour one out for Josh tonight.
Yeah, get a good sleep. I don't know. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. What's he doing?
he might be on the clock the way his job's been, too.
Yeah, he might text us at like 2 a.m. like, oh, guys, sorry. I'm on my lunch break. I was at work. Like, oh. Okay. So, all right. Good shit, guys. I think we said it all.
Tommy Cutlets.
You know? So, yeah, I think we'll be back in 2 weeks. Christmas is on Monday. We can maybe do, unless you guys are away that week. Is everyone around?
Should be good.
Yeah. We'll do that Wednesday. We'll preview the college football playoff. We'll have updates on NFL and all that good stuff. So.
For sure.
Rodgers might be in the lineup by then.
What's that?
Aaron Rodgers might be the starting quarterback.
Who knows? We may be. That would be after that game. That'd be insane. But wouldn't surprise me.
I like it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Peace.
Comb your hair.
See ya.